Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. Did you ever wonder what happens to nuclear waste in the form of depleted uranium after it has run its course at the power plant? Why, it gets turned into artillery shells, exploded into microscopic particles, and poisons the land and people it gets exploded on, not to mention the U.S. troops that fired it off in the first place. I want to be upfront and tell you that what I have to say about depleted uranium, or DU, contradicts what you'll hear said about it on official military sites. But I'm sure they said Agent Orange was perfectly safe, too. The fact is, DU, with a half-life of 4.5 billion years, contaminates land, causes sickness and cancer among the soldiers using it, the armies they target, and civilians, leading to birth defects in children. Professor Doug Rocky, ex-director of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project, calls the use of DU a quote-unquote war crime. The Hague Conventions of 1899 and 1907 expressly forbid employing poison or poisoned weapons and arms, projectiles, or materials calculated to cause unnecessary suffering, unquote. It's easy to see why the U.S. and at least 14 other countries include DU in their arsenals. It's an extremely dense metal, which can slice through armor like a hot knife through butter, and it's extremely cheap to boot. After all, it's nuclear waste, and it would otherwise cost a lot of money to get rid of. Depleted uranium was first used on a large scale in the 1991 Gulf War, and has since been used in Bosnia and, of course, is now being used in Iraq. Many speculate that the mysterious Gulf War syndrome is caused by exposure to DU. Jerry Wheat from New Mexico drove a Bradley armored personnel carrier in the first Gulf War. His vehicle was accidentally hit twice by fire from his own side. What Wheat did not know was that the shells that hit him were made from depleted uranium. Wheat says, quote, "I have had real bad joint pain, abdominal problems. I get real bad headaches. I went from 220 pounds down to 160 pounds for no reason. And that's when I started suspecting that it was something related to the Gulf." Unquote. After Wheat got home, his father, a technician at the Los Alamos Nuclear Research Center, decided to test the shrapnel that came from his son's body and gear. It turned out to be radioactive. Today, 8 years after the Gulf War, the shrapnel still lights up a Geiger counter. But it's not just shrapnel that poses a risk. When a DU round hits its target, as much as 70% of it burns up on impact, creating a firestorm of ceramic DU oxide particles. This creates a uranium dust that can be spread by the wind, inhaled and absorbed into the human body, and become part of the food chain. According to a memo from the Defense Nuclear Agency, quote, "alpha particles, uranium oxide dust, from expended rounds is a health concern," unquote. Just ask Doug Rocky himself. He is convinced his health started to slip away because of his work among contaminated vehicles in the deserts of Iraq and Kuwait. Quote, "The problems that I have are breathing problems. My lungs have scar tissue in them. When I run or exercise, there are secretions. Fluids just fill up in the lungs. I don't have the fine motor control to do all the fine things that I used to be able to do because the nerves don't work like they should. Eye problems, vision problems, kidney problems," Rocky says. Dr. Jack Zaremba, head of the Gulf War Clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, studied Rocky's breathing problems and the scar tissue on his lungs and says, quote, "that is consistent with uranium exposure and other things too, such as metal exposure," unquote. Meanwhile, the number of birth defects in Iraq have increased over tenfold from 1989 to 2001. A U.S. Department of Veterans study of 251 Gulf War veterans' families found that 67% had children with severe illnesses or birth defects. Cancer has increased dramatically in southern Iraq. In 1988, 34 people died of cancer. In 2001, there were 603 cancer deaths. The problem isn't going to just go away, either. The desert around the Highway of Death, an area just north of the Kuwaiti border with a rusted collection of tanks and military vehicles from the first Gulf War, is 100 times more radioactive than background radiation. Fortunately, there are people like Congress members Cynthia McKinney, Annabel Acedo Vila, Tammy Baldwin, Dennis Kucinich, Barbara Lee, and Jim McDermott, who want to stop this outrageous dirty bombing which poisons U.S. military personnel and Iraqi civilians alike. The International Action Organization is proposing a bill regarding the suspension of depleted uranium. you can contact your local representatives and help get this bill enacted. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.